Debo.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. Going to the phone lines, like to know what people are thinking. We don't have much control over the court rulings. I tried to bring them to you in vivid technicolor, you know, or at least radio. Audio of the mind, or whatever they call that. Theater of the mind. Well, my mind is a little twisted these days. I mean, these sort of rulings, I can't wrap my mind around what has come down from the U.S. Supreme Court today. Wisconsin, the leading story, we'll certainly talk about the nomination hearing of Ketanji Brown Jackson. Man, it's getting hard for me to talk. I'm just going to the phones. You do the talking at 844-967-2789. How you doing, Jeannie?
Hi. I've been watching those hearings live, and Senator Blumenthal came on, and he was questioning, you know, the candidate, and all of a sudden he brought out what happened in Wisconsin during the hearings and what they were doing with the Voting Rights Act. And I thought, whoop, turn that off, and turned you guys on right away. And I thought, oh my God, what are we going to do? I mean, I was shocked, but I turned in for some group therapy on what the devil are we going to do in our state to overturn or to get rid of these people that are taking control of our state. So thank you so much for covering this. I just had a call and say it was even mentioned during the confirmation hearings, and now I'll be listening to you guys for the rest of the day. So thank you very much for covering this topic, guys. This is like a shock to the system. You guys hang in there, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Jeannie. Strange day to deed, sister. I'm going to bring you a little more coverage. U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the congressional maps. So the federal maps, they're kosher. But the state maps have been thrown out. And really, technically, what's happened, they sent it down to the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider if they couldn't just draw these maps with less black representation. And, you know, it's funny because there was no middle ground, per se, submission. The governor, the Democratic governor of the state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, the least changed map he sent over created one additional black majority minority district in Milwaukee in deference to the fact the black population has grown in Milwaukee. And the Republican map takes one away. So it goes from 6 to 5.
Point of clarification. Did Evers add in? So I understand that these are like Republican proposals initially, and then Evers did the maps of least change so that they could basically adopted them, saying you're not going to do anything anyway. I might as well do something that will succeed. How much of what Evers did changed from what the Republicans did? That's what I'm interested.
Well, there's a substantial difference between the maps. Evers' maps moved a lot less people. Some of the Republicans. Propositions would have moved a hell of a lot of voters. But when it came down, Robin Voss in the Republicans map, the Republicans said, we didn't consider race one iota. And Democrat Tony Evers, upon the submission of his map, said, we were trying to honor the Voting Rights Act and what it asked us to do. And so the court, in their infinite wisdom, the Supreme Court, said you erred. And effectively, they said the governor erred, but they held that error, quote unquote, against the broader court. And so the lack of a middle ground, there is no sixth legislative assembly district majority minority proposition. So now suddenly what? Is the Wisconsin Supreme Court getting out the rulers and starting to draw the districts themselves?
It was left open. There really wasn't an answer.
Well, and ultimately what the U.S. Supreme Court ruled was you didn't consider this. You didn't consider this when drawing the maps. But the Wisconsin Supreme Court didn't draw the maps. They just chose the least change of two options. Hamburger A, well, that made five assembly majority minority districts. That was the Republican map. And it had a greater number of changed voters. Or there was the governor's map. Hamburger B. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court simply said, you know, for rationale of least change, which we've already adopted, it was a different 4-3 majority, still included Hagedorn, but this time joining with the liberal minority, or at least the three liberals on the court here in the state of Wisconsin, Kurofsky, the good Bradley, and our friend Rebecca Dallet. Well, they ruled together, well, we got to accept the least change map. And of course, the conservatives on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, they raised holy hell. Well, we think it should be more partisan. We think we should draw out our own rules if necessary. But that's the weirdest part. This goes sort of to the partisanship, not just of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I felt like this has been a corrupted court. You cannot get a fair hearing on political matters in the Wisconsin court system. If you want a fair hearing, you gotta run to the federal courts. Or at least that's what the thought had always been. But now you've got a partisan U.S. Supreme Court, this 6-3 majority. Oh, man, they're feeling it. They're moving. They're changing stuff. Precedent be damned. Hell, we'll change how we rule case to case, which is exactly what had been happening here in the state of Wisconsin for so long. You know, it depends on what side the Republicans are on a specific issue. And like magic, every ruling comes to the conclusion which supports the Republican proposition. It's magic. Or bizarre. Or whatever, you know.
Well, apparently, you know, they're always on the right side of history all the time. At least according to the courts.
It's magic how that happens.
I don't know. It must be some sort of wonderful, or it couldn't possibly be that they're, you know, packing or anything like that, or coordinating or anything like that.
We will get to the phones in a minute. 844-967-2789. I want to turn to some of the national coverage. The New York Times reporting at this hour. The Supreme Court sided with Wisconsin's Republican-led legislature. Yeah, amazing how that always seems to happen. On Wednesday, in a dispute over competing voting maps in the state legislative districts. Pardon me, the justices' unsigned order, very courageous, reversed a ruling from Wisconsin's Supreme Court that had selected the map drawn by Governor Tony Evers. We've told you about that over other proposals. And it sent the case back to the state court for another look. Look hard and look long and understand 3 weeks from now, people have to circulate their ballot petitions, got to go get signatures to qualify to be a candidate in the state of Wisconsin. For what district? You don't know yet. You don't know yet. We'll get back to you. We'll tell you what district you live in a little closer to election day.
The good thing is that if they ever have to bounce it to the legislature, they're not doing anything right now, so they can take it up whenever they need to.
Oh, perhaps make time for a special session.
Yeah.
I thought they were making time for a special session to decertify the last election in the state of Wisconsin. That was Trump's proposition, right?
Well, they could do both, right?
Anyways, back to the coverage here at the New York Times. The majority said the state court had not considered carefully enough whether the Voting Rights Act, a federal law that protects minority voting power, required the addition of a 7th Assembly District in which black voters made up the majority. Now, the governor, upon submission of his map, as I'm understanding this twisted, bizarre ruling, the governor said he felt obligated to create an additional majority minority district, a 7th black assembly district in black Milwaukee. Yeah, it's not entirely black, but majority minority black Milwaukee. And of course, the alternative, which even Hagedorn, this swing vote on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, had said probably maybe impermissible what you're trying to do to the black voters by contracting the number of districts in which they could theoretically receive representation. So the Republican alternative was to crack black voters, to compress them into fewer districts of representation. Back to the New York Times reporting. Justice Sonia Sotomayor, joined by Justice Elena Kagan, dissented, saying that the court's action today is unprecedented. Yeah, I thought they didn't wade into these electoral matters this close to the elections. But I read on. She added, again from the dissent, that the court today faults the state Supreme Court for its failure to comply with an obligation that, under existing precedent, is hazy at best. I read on from the author's writing. In an emergency application to the U.S. Supreme Court, lawyers for the legislature and four voters called the governor's map a 21st century racial gerrymander. I mean, how ironic. Gerrymandered in the opposite direction. Too much black representation. That's what the Republicans appealed on. That's what the Hail Mary was. Too much black representation.
You smell that? That's gaslighting. That's a nationwide gaslighting.
Man, that's crazy. They argued the maximization of majority-minority districts in a redistricting plan was unconstitutional. Given too much representation to black people, unconstitutional. Noting that the seven districts in the governor's plan all had bare majorities of black voters. So it was close. It was like 50.5%. Justice Brian Hagedorn, writing for the majority in the Wisconsin Supreme Court's 4-3 ruling, this is the one being overturned, indicated that the question was in some ways a close one. Here's what Hagedorn wrote. We cannot say for certain on this record that seven majority black assembly districts are required, but based on our assessment of the totality of the circumstances, and this looks to be, I mean, I'm just a layman reading this decision. It's only 12 pages. You could work your way through it. But the U.S. Supreme Court basically said this was the only criterion that the Wisconsin Supreme Court used to choose the governor's map, which is not true. As the, you know, as the majority decision written by Hagedorn, as they said, but based on our assessment of the totality of the circumstances and given the discretion afforded states, not the U.S. Supreme Court, but states ruling on state maps now overturned by a federal court. I just point that out. Afforded states implementing the act. We conclude, again, this is Hagedorn on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We conclude the governor's configuration is permissible. But, as is pointed out at the New York Times, Justice Hagedorn added that a map with fewer majority black districts, you know, like the Republicans proposed, could impermissibly pack black voters into some districts, diluting their power. Meaning less representation, right? In dissent, Justice Annette Kingsland Ziegler, didn't know she had a Kingsland in there, wrote that Mr. Evers had overemphasized race and drawn his map. Here's what Ziegler said. History is littered with racial animus, hostility, discrimination, and disparate treatment. The Equal Protection Clause demands the governments in the United States rise above the human temptation of dividing by race and treat individuals how basic dignity demands they be treated as individuals. So this white woman is basically saying you can't do it this way because you're giving too much representation to the black people. And by doing so, you're being just a little racist. That's the allegation being made in the Wisconsin Supreme Court dissent. Well, it was ridiculous then. It's ridiculous now. The fact that the federal courts have waded into the state court matter after turning down the ability to do so in Pennsylvania and North Carolina. I mean, where's the logic? I thought these things were supposed to be logical. That's just me and fancy, I guess. Come back. More devils.
They did interfere in elections. It's really clear. There should be no doubt about that.
You're a crook. You're a cheat and a swindler.